Pray, pray, pray for the USA. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Matthew 6:10 captures the prayer of my heart today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. First of all, I know that my devotional and radio program have an international audience, but this week I ask all of you to please pray, pray, pray for the USA. We need another great awakening to end the hate, to end the corruption-filled nightmare. Yes, we need another great awakening to end the nightmare. If the hearts of the American people change, the hate would evaporate. However, even when things are the most tempestuous, we believers have the security and peace of Christ. No matter what people do, God always wins. Christ will return and make all things right. And every evil will be punished and banished forever. No one fools God. This is comforting and motivating for all of us who know Him personally. But it's the opposite for those who don't. We need to remember that, again, no one fools God. We can trust Him to sort everything out. Next, we need to ask God to share His love through us and to overwhelm the hateful instead of letting the hateful overwhelm us. Instead of letting people rain on our parade, we need to let Christ's peace reign in our hearts. He can do it. He's God and we're not. We need to stop reliance upon our own strengths, our own emotions in the political debate. Instead, we need to remember to rely on Christ and to remember that He knows. He knows the truth, and He wants us to share His truth with love. We don't compromise on the truth. We don't compromise on the love. We need to remember that, including during political discussions. Finally, we need to heed His voice. We need to follow everything in His word. We need to repent. We need to repent of the sins that are in our own lives. We need to turn to Jesus. We need to welcome Him. We need to be willing to speak up and speak out for the defenseless. We need to remember that He knows every single detail, and we can trust Him to do the right thing always because He is good. We need to remember 2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, quote, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Pray, pray, pray for the USA, my friends, and for all countries to experience an awakening full of authentic, true encounters with Christ. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for being You. Thank You that no one fools You. That sobers us as well as we consider how we may follow You more faithfully. Help us, Lord, right now to turn from any sin in our lives, to receive You fully, to just totally submit to You and resist the devil, to follow You without compromise, and to love others with Your love, even if they act hatefully towards us. Lord, we can't do this ourselves. Apart from You, Lord Jesus, we can do nothing. But we know that all things are possible for You, Lord. And we ask that You would do Your work in us and through us, in America and beyond. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for being You. Thank You for being so good, so faithful, so loving, so true. And I pray with people who realize they have not yet come to know You. I pray with them right now. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. We are so sorry for our sins against You and against others. We repent. We turn from sin and turn to You now and rely on You and You alone for salvation. We admit that we're wrong and that You're right. You're Creator. We're not. You set the terms. We don't. And we welcome You to reign in our hearts. Lord Jesus, just take control of everything in our lives. We cast all our cares upon You. We submit to You again in every area of our lives. Have Your way. And Lord, we also pray for every prayer request sent to Praying Pals. We pray for Your best for each request. And I pray for everyone listening right now to encounter You deeply this week. I pray for comfort for the grieving. I pray for guidance for those needing direction. I pray for those who are having struggles with relationships with people. And I pray, Lord, that You would draw them close to Yourself. Help them to sense Your presence, Lord. We pray for Your will, Your kingdom to come, Your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember to pray and encourage your pastors. Pray for them. Cheer them on as they follow the Lord faithfully. And remember that no matter what, there is hope in Jesus. He's with you, my friends.